This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mark, for our special coverage of What's on Your Mind. It is Thursday, the 9th of March today, big day today, in that the House and the Senate Appropriations Committee here in the legislature sit down with the folks from Moody's, who do the analytics and all the numbers, crunch the numbers with the state budget folks to decide how much are we going to have in the way of revenue so we know what we have to spend going forward. And expected to be down a little bit and trimming a little bit, and that is happening just inches from us, literally, as we broadcasted the state capitol here today. So we'll keep tabs on that as we go throughout the show. Not sure we'll know, you know, the key things before the end of the program or not. We'll see. So yesterday, Congressman Kevin Cramer is on the show with us, right? Remember that, Todd? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, folks, right alongside me here. And he's calling in and voting, and then, you know, having to get off the air and vote and come back and call, and we're kind of doing that live on the radio. That was happening in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, right? So that was just about, 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
That started, and he was on with us yesterday. Guess what? They are still going. They went all night long.
Oh, no.
Because I actually called Congressman Cramer's office today to say, you know, do we want to do a little bit of an update and kind of how did it finish up? And he said, still going. No sleep for the congressman, so he's still going. I just shared on Facebook, maybe you want to share that on KFIRES as well, the feed from the hearing. They're still going at this hour. Congressman Cramer, anyway, is going to finish with us tomorrow on the program. Take more of your questions on Obamacare. Some great questions came in after he was on yesterday, so I'll look forward to that. Anything on your mind this morning? We have some time here in the first hour just to chit chat about whatever you'd like, and had some great conversation yesterday. So feel free to give us a call. Just a little bit of a preview on what we will do yet today. Sheriff David Clark is going to be here on the program. Really looking forward to a conversation with him. Milwaukee County Sheriff. He's been very vocal through the whole Black Lives Matter movement, Ferguson and everything that was happening there. And folks, that we saw a version of that at Cannonball, Standing Rock, and the Dakota Access Pipeline. I mean, first of all, the actual Black Lives Matter organizers, same funders, same people that are, you know, putting on these professional protests were here doing that here, but also that same divide that's here, right? This you know, the same political motivation, the same, hey, we're just going to anarchy, we're just going to shut things down. That same way of thinking, okay, we don't like the direction this country is going. We don't think we're getting our way, so we're not going to just do what people do when they're trying to politically get active to inform people and get more people on their side and talk to members of Congress and legislators. And no, this is shutdown time, as my dear friend Cal Marvin would say, of the World Laker fame up there in beautiful World, Minnesota. Shutdown time, Scotty. You know, that's what he would say after, you know, a hockey game was over, or you were chit-chatting about a hockey game after. But these people just want to shut down commerce. They want to shut down normal operation, and they'll do anything to do it, including in the case of the Black Lives Matter effort, target, assassinate law enforcement officers. Yeah. That's what it's come to. So it's time for this conversation. In his book, Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. Can't wait to talk to him, because I think we all need to engage in that conversation of a better America. And, you know, as much as I want to jump up and down and holler and scream about how wrong they are, you know, there is some evidence that suggests that's not going to move the needle very far, right? In other words, if I happen to believe the professional protesters and eco-terrorists of the movement related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. No different than I happen to believe that the professional protesters and the anarchists that are part of the Black Lives Matter movement are wrong, really wrong, provably wrong. They're not hard to argue against or about because it's so obvious how wrong they are going about this. On the other hand, if I say you're wrong, and or you're stupid, and you make dumb arguments, and I put up my little favorite memes on Facebook, and you put up your little favorite memes, what do we solve? No, I'm not going soft on you here, folks. I'm not suggesting that, we ought to all, grab hands and sing kumbaya. I'm just saying if we want that kind of activity to end, shouting at them about how wrong they are is not going to solve it. It makes me feel a little better, probably makes you feel better, but it solves nothing. So what do we do? That's the kind of conversation I'm interested in having with the good sheriff and with you. Because I believe there's vast knowledge in this audience. And like me, you may want to get a little mad sometime about some of these things, but in the end, you also want to solve the problem and recognize we're sort of at loggerheads here. So what do we do? So anyway, looking forward to having that conversation. Tiffany Steiner will be here too from MBI Energy. They have another Meet MBI event coming up. Great jobs, great company. Can't say it enough. MBIEnergyServices.com, tell you about that. And also Chris Berg, Point of View with Chris Berg. He's the host. You watch him on West Dakota Fox and KX4. We'll chat with him. Last night I talked to Ryan Rauschberger. We talked to Ryan Rauschberger on Energy Matters earlier in the week. And so we'll compare notes on that conversation related to getting to the bottom of, okay, who was here? Who was paying the people to be here? Did they pay taxes? Were they lawful? We'll get to the bottom of that and a few other things in the news, too, coming up on the program. So we're looking forward to that. Winter's back in North Dakota, too. We can talk about that. Yeah. I walk into the Bismarck Ramkota Hotel today where this prayer breakfast was at with the governor. Did I talk about the prayer breakfast yet? Didn't I? I should tell you about that, too, because two things. One, yesterday I spoke at the Burley County Senior Center. And there are a couple hundred seniors there. Very enjoyable conversation. I had lunch with them. A great lunch. A little pork chop dinner. And I was invited by Harold Niemeyer. Harold and his wife were guests of Maria and I on the New York trip last December. See, that's the fun about these trips. We get to meet people and you become friends for life. So, we met Harold on that trip and he asked if I would come speak to the group because they have speakers from time to time. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely loved it. A lot of great questions from the audience. I can't wait to do it again. It was like sort of a version of What's on Your Mind, just, at the Senior Center. So it was great fun. So thank you for that. This morning, I attended the governor's prayer breakfast. And that is an annual event. It's meant to be a North Dakota version of the National Prayer Breakfast. They have them in a lot of other states. There's a lot of good work that goes on behind the scenes on events like this. Al Klein locally does a lot of work on that. Tom Campbell was this year's chair as the senator from Grafton and the MC, but Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford, his wife Sandy, were there, and First Lady Catherine's actually out of town. She and the governor talked about this, is down touring some facilities in Arizona that are related to some things in the works. The folks at the three affiliated tribes are bringing a treatment center, very unique, successful model that has worked in the Native community. There is one, it's for opiate, abuse. There's one down in Arizona right now, and so the First Lady is down touring that. So anyway, the governor was there, and the lieutenant governor and Sandy Sanford, and it was a nice event. And of course, many legislators, and they have the legislative choir, and they do a one. It's just really nice. It's a good reminder that look, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, people of different creed, color, race, all coming together. Just a really, what you should do. And so very, very nice. A good reminder. Everybody needs that kind of reminder once in a while that, okay, that person over there might be somebody I disagree with about on a particular piece of legislation, but it's a fellow human being. We can work together. We ought to recognize how blessed we are. The governor really talked about that when you talk about, hey, Don't take it for granted that we were, you know, that we, first of all, live on this planet, because the other planets aren't exactly, you know, kind to humans. You can't live on them. And then, you know, when you think of, you know, 7 billion plus folks that live on this planet to live in the United States, you know, I don't think most of us get up every day and go, gosh, I'm glad I live here. Because if I didn't, if I lived somewhere else, I wouldn't have it as good. I don't think that way most often. I honestly don't. I just kind of don't. So anyway, that was a nice event. I've talked enough. You've got a download on what happened yesterday, today. Now I want to find out what's on your mind, and welcome it at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number that is toll-free, works nice and easy. You can text Todd, 226-8503. You can text me, 367-2054. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jim in Bismarck wants to talk about DAPL. James is on the road, wants to talk about House Bill 1392. Tim in Edgley wants to talk about health care. That's still going on. And we want to find out what's on your mind, too, so call right now. Let's go.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What's on my mind? I want to find out what's on yours. 800-228-0550. By the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can tell us what's on your mind, too. Don't forget that. Put that in your speed dial, and then whenever you want to just sound off, 855-200-1776. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And the 4-for-4 special, all day, every day. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Four items. Can't beat that deal. Jim and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott. Doing a great job as usual. Appreciate your show. One thing I wanted to bring up, we don't hear this much, but me and my wife took a walk Sunday down by Sibley Park, you know, on the walking trails back there, which are beautiful.
Okay.
But I was amazed. Every 10 foot, even though there's dog doo-doo picked up and everything, there was dog doo-doo everywhere. Everywhere you look, that whole mile and a half we walked. Second thing is, I mean, this one lady just let her dog go right on the path as we're walking by, and she did pick it up, which is good for her, but, I mean, really, you couldn't pull it to the side. The third thing is, four times we had bikers drive by us so fast, if my wife or me would have, you know, all of a sudden stepped out into their path, they gave no signal. They're supposed to say, coming to your left or coming to your right. It's just three things that, you know, someone could get hurt really bad if these bikers, and they were moving. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
Well,
maybe some people out there help.
Yeah, hopefully some people hear that maybe think twice. I mean, that's sort of just common courtesy, what you're talking about, in all cases.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And then on the DAPL, I think, you know, like you said, I'm done being mad. I'm still a little upset with the whole thing, but I really believed from the beginning to start, they didn't expect this to get so out of hand. They did want to do a protest, and I can understand that. They got totally understand. I think they can learn next time from their mistakes that if this happens again, they need to set up some guidelines, stick with them, even though you can't stop the real bad ones from absolutely ruining it for both sides. The people putting it on need to just do a better job and say, hey, if you're going to come here and do something that's totally illegal, we're going to throw you out of the camp or whatever they're going to do and just put the law down. And I think a lot of the things that happened this time might be avoided next time.
Who, though? Who are you suggesting would do that?
Well, okay, for instance, the Sioux tribe or whoever started the first one, I would think they would have the ability to get rid of them and say, we're not going to run an unlawful protest, even though it turned out that way. I don't know if they truly wanted that to happen.
I don't think so. I mean, first of all, it depends on who you ask. I mean, and who you're talking about. In my mind, what happened was the Standing Rock Sioux tribe invited Earth Justice. And I don't know, you know, if Earth Justice came and said, hey, we want to do this, Standing Rock, or, you know, vice versa, Standing Rock said, hey, come do this. But the idea was, we're going to create a ruckus, we're going to get a protest, and we're going to go out and sue these people. All right, and we're going to do this at the 11th hour. And so, you know, Chairman Dave Archambault said yes, and away they went. And then all of a sudden, the thing was completely out of control. And not too far into it, you did have, I believe, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, you know, enrolled members and tribal leadership, not elected leadership, go, whoa, time out, this is bad news. But of course, by that time, it's an inferno, right? It goes from a brush fire to an inferno, and you can't even stop it. So, you know, I don't know. I think so. What you're suggesting is, before anything similar happens in the future, you would suggest Standing Rock lay down some ground rules for whoever is part of whatever. I just don't know whether they'd listen, because there was a point where they were saying leave and nobody was leaving either.
That's true. It's a tough one, Scott. I mean, I don't know. You can't do anything, but I think it's going to happen again in the future, because once now that they've got away with it and the law enforcement did an incredible job. I mean, to hold back, if I would have been one, I don't know if I could have done what they did, so I applaud them. But what do you do? You're stuck between it. And I'm afraid now that everybody thinks that they can come in here and do what they want. What's going to happen next time? So we need to come up with a way, and I don't know the answer, but something that can maybe change or deter them from coming next time.
I agree with you. Could not agree with you anymore, and I don't know what that is either. Jim, appreciate the call. Other ideas, welcome here. James on the road, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. A little nervous, so just bear with me. I'd like to talk about the House Bill 1392. I listen to your show when I can. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but the big opponents of it are saying that we need to take out the presumptive part of it, then we need the presumptive part because everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Well, we're not presumed to be fit parents when we walk into the courtroom, even though we are. And I know it's hard to say it, but I believe there is a very strong bias, you know, when there is a custody case going on and people are, you know, it's like a fighting match between the parents. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion and it's tough and it's hard. And if people can just stay cool, calm, and collected and, you know, look out and say, you know, 5 years from now, you know, if my child's living with, you know, one parent, how is he going to feel about the other parent? Does he want to spend more time with them? Does he want to, you know,
What do you think is the biggest problem? I mean, what is the crux of the problem from your perspective? And this, by the way, is the shared parenting bill. Folks haven't figured out what 1392 is. But what needs to be fixed in your mind the most, James?
I think the hardest part is we need to get these parents to, you know, come together. You know, you may not like each other anymore. You may be on completely different pages. But if we can get them to come together for the good of the child and then move forward. Because that is the biggest thing, you know, and some people say this shared parenting thing, it's difficult, it's hard. Sure, it's hard. Sure, it's difficult, but it's not easy for the child either. We need to do what's right for them. And the child wants to love both parents. They're not born hating one parent.
No, I've talked about this before in the year, but when I met my wife, she had a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. At the time, and so ultimately I became a step parent to those two beautiful kids, one of whom now is a junior at UND and a senior in high school, right? And we went through some stuff with her ex in the courts, and it was awful. You know, it was just absolutely awful. You know, and the worst part of it is it wasn't, you know, we weren't really able to sort of work it out, and you know, it's complicated. I don't want to get into details on you know, the different sides and what was going on. But honestly, if we could just have sat down at the table, we could have figured it out. And we ultimately really did, right? We really did for the best interest of the kids and everything else. And it worked out fine. But the intervening very costly years with lawyers and court are the pettiest, dumbest things. I mean, believe it or not, there actually was an argument in court about whether the kids should be able to call me dad, which they were calling me dad. I mean, but that was partly because I was in their life from, you know, the time they were 4 and 1, right? What else are they going to, literally now we're before a judge saying, well, you shouldn't be able to call him dad. What in the world? You know, that to me is just crazy. So, I don't like lawyers and courts having to figure this stuff out. I think, moms and dads should be able to figure this out for the best of the kids. And can that happen 90% of the time? 95? I don't know. We'll finish on the other side of the break, James. Hang on.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, we found out today that they are coming out with a new campaign you'll be hearing about the energy of North Dakota. Our abundance is America's strength, for sure. And this is going to be a fun campaign to learn more about. 84% of North Dakotans statewide favor oil and gas development. We get it in this state. It's just incredible. I mean, that number in California or New York would be probably single digits for crying out loud. So it's going to be fun to find out more about all this. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. And a few calls have come in during the break. We'll get to those. But let's finish with James related to the shared parenting bill. So, again, I'm kind of curious what you think is the solution here. What, if you could come in with a magic wand, what would be fixed about the current system, and what in this bill do you like, do you not like, James?
Magic wand, boy, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, we could come to close to perfect as possible, but we're never going to get there. You know, I mean, there's always going to be situations that, you know, go against the grain, I suppose, and then, you know, the biggest thing is that we need to presume that both parents are fit. That is the biggest thing. Because if we walk into that courtroom and we have to prove that we are a fit parent, you know, that makes life so much more difficult. And, you know, someone said to the point that this presumption thing is to get over that is a battering ram. Well, to get over the court bias takes a battering ram. I mean, one parent versus another, I mean, it should be let's work together. That's the point. And we should educate these people rather than pin them against each other with lawyers. Educate them on, okay, let's come together. I mean, you guys have, it's going to be an awkward situation when you guys go to track meets together, sporting events together. Yeah, you feel uncomfortable. You know, but you know what? The kids love having both parents there. The kids really enjoy, oh, my dad showed up today or oh, my mom showed up today. The kids like that. And that's what we need.
Yeah. My heart aches for anybody trying to get this right, that is a good law-abiding, solid citizen that just wants to. And look, there's plenty of imperfect parents out there, plenty of imperfect people out there. It doesn't mean we don't want to get better and try and do it right. So, the best thing for a kid is a mom and dad in their life. There's just no other way to explain it. So I hope we get this right, and I hope you keep battling on it, James, okay?
Yep, thank you for your time.
You bet. Appreciate the call. Ron in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I was thinking of a solution for these protesters, the illegal protesters.
Yeah, lay it on us.
And I was thinking, what would be the problem with hitting them where it hurts the most? Hitting them with fines, irrevocable fines. If they don't pay their fines, they go to jail. Ruin their credit rating. If they don't pay their fines, then let their credit card companies know. that they haven't paid their fines and that their credit rating is still good. Things of this nature. And I think really hit them hard where out-of-state interests are influxing, like North Dakota and other states, with these state protesters.
And, you know, the only, I mean, I agree with you if we're talking about, you know, people. In, first of all, I think that's one way that we could think about this, that we could do more than we have. And that is a toolbox full of things that are new laws specifically targeted to this situation, so that that would send a powerful message that North Dakota is going to be the state that is going to be the toughest on these professional protests. Don't think you're going to come here and shut down the state. It's not going to happen. And if you do, here's what's going to happen. You know, boom, 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 boom. One of the ideas could be your increased fine thing and penalties if it isn't paid and different things you can do. I like that. Constitutionally, I know that sometimes that's a challenge on how you do that for one violation of a law but not another. So you'd have some things to wrestle through there. Also on fines, many of them this go around were paid for by the big funders. You know, so people go to jail and then big wads of cash would come out and just pay bail. In fact, I was privy to a conversation the day of the Ossietti camp was being cleared out. Some people came out of the camp. They were debating whether to go back into the camp or not, which could then obviously get them arrested. And they were asking, so what's the deal? Does anybody have money this time to bail us out? Like, who's paying? Like, they were asking, you know, hey, where's Big Daddy? You know, where's the funding going to come from? So, you know, money sometimes isn't a problem either, Ron, but, you know, I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking, hopefully it would be constitutional state legislature-wise. Each state develop their own policy. And if the state can prove that the person violating our constitutional rights and constitutional laws here and stuff can be proven that they're from out of state, if it's an in-state local person doing a valid protest, fine. If they break the law, minor penalties. But if it's an out-of-state paid protester, nail them with $500,000 fines, million-dollar fines. Like I said, hit the person in the pocketbook where it hurts them most. And if you can prove that they're an out-of-state protester, nail them to the wall.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Emailer says, I agree with the last caller. North Dakota needs to make it fair in divorce, not so one-sided in favor of the mother, the wife. Men aren't always the problem and shouldn't be punished. No one thinks about what the guy goes through, has to walk away from his kids and give up half of his income. Getting it right is the key there, I think. You know, getting it right. Not just, it shouldn't be automatically it's the woman because it's the mom. It should be, okay, what's fair, what's right? And I think when a lawyer and a judge is deciding that, let's find a way where that could be 0.5% of the time, not, a huge percentage of the time. Because I don't know that they're equipped to get it right. Maybe the current system proves that. Let's see here. Off-air call. Todd, go ahead and roll one of those calls that came in during the break.
Hey, good morning. Anyway, Al Carlson said all these other people are calling them, getting ready for it and stuff. Are they smart enough to realize that this thing was lost in the media, social media? And my point is, and I'm not anywhere close to understanding how this works, but can't you use those same names and those same websites and such to actually show the videos and the truth? Because all of it was on there was mostly lies. And I would think that would be a major way of combating and keeping the other idiots out of wherever they don't belong. Just a thought.
It's a good thought. Really solid thought. You know, because first of all, you're absolutely right. You know, people have asked me about this. What do you think, what do you think went wrong? I said, well, it was never about a pipeline. It was an information war. And it was lost before it began for the truth. So to this caller's point, you know, show the truth versus what was being said, put those two together, and what does that say to anybody else that wants to do this again? We're on to you. We know how you roll. We can stop you. I think. I want to have this conversation in a North Dakota kind of way in the coming months. I really do, because I believe within the sound of my voice, we're blessed with 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 and 1090 KTGO up in the Bakken and Western Edge Dickinson's 1460 to have this voice that blankets these five states and two Canadian provinces. And there is a lot of knowledge here. Working knowledge, having lived through the nightmare, 200 plus days, on how to avoid it in the future and how to unearth the truth. And I want to have that conversation, by the way, day 211 today. Incredible. Good call. Appreciate that. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Tim and Edgley wants to talk healthcare. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Have you been listening to what the Freedom Caucus congressmen have been saying, Congressman Jordan and the one from Virginia and the one from North Carolina and Congressman Gohmert from Texas have been saying about this bill that they're working on now to try and pass, this one that the leadership of the House has brought forward?
Yeah, I have, and it sounds to me a lot like what sounds like always comes from the Freedom Caucus, and that is some ideals that a lot of us as conservatives and Republicans can agree with, but no sense of, okay, how are you going to accomplish that? I mean, they've turned into carnival barkers, but never translated into, let's roll the sleeves up, let's stay up till the middle of the night, let's figure this out. And that's what is disappointing in what they do. One of the big things I think that's going on now, Congressman Cramer talked about it yesterday, but it's something to follow. You know, people say, I just want it totally repealed. Well, so do I. Well, they have to go literally down to just one inch short of total repeal because of how they need to pass this. If they don't do this as part of the budget process, they end up in a situation where it's going to take 60 votes. And guess what? You'll never get anything through. So, you know, there is everybody's intention is the same. Texas, all of that. It is how you accomplish that. And I wish these people would just get in the game rather than bark about it. That's what I hear when I hear.
I understand that. But if this thing goes awry, if it ends up being a Obamacare light, like Senator Paul says, these Republicans will own this. They will own it. Not the Democrats.
But do you think they don't know that, Tim? You think
they
don't?
The next time around...
With all due respect.
I'll let you... Yeah.
With all due respect, Tim, duh. I mean, I couldn't agree with you anymore. They couldn't agree with you anymore. Well, of course. If they have a bad product and it's Obamacare light, they're going to own it and they're going to pay politically. You don't think they know that?
Why does he not tell the truth then, Congressman Cramer? Tell the truth. We have the map, and he told you and me yesterday and everyone else that there are no mandates, there are no subsidies, there are no regulations in this new bill. They are all in there yet. That's the problem. We still have a government-controlled health care, and that's what Obamacare is. We still have the same thing. That's my point. That's the Freedom Caucus's congressman's point, too.
And I think what they're talking about is semantics. I think they're talking about, technically, yes, those mechanisms are still in place. The intent is vastly different, though. Vastly different. In other words, Obamacare didn't give one whit what the states wanted. Didn't care. Rolled over the states. Completely opposite now to say, wait a minute, let's empower the states to do this. I think we both want the same thing. I really do. And, you know, we'll continue. Obviously, Congressman Cramer will be back here tomorrow. This issue's not going away. Let your voices be heard on it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Melissa's here from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo to tell us about the Aaron chair.
The Aaron chair is a classic, iconic chair manufactured by Herman Miller. It was first introduced in 1994, and since then technology has changed, so Herman Miller decided to remaster the chair this year.
So an all-new Aaron chair is coming out. Tell us a little bit about what will be different.
Well, it looks just like the classic Aaron, maintained its classic form, but everything has changed except for the size. And it's not what you see that has changed, but it's what you feel. Herman Miller has increased comfort and ergonomic support by providing a new pellicle material, and that's where Aeron gets its name, think aeration. The pellicle allows heat and humidity to pass through the seat and backrest to maintain even comfort and skin temperatures.
So this, again, looks very similar to the classic Aeron that everybody's familiar with, but everything else doesn't change except for the size and the frame. And what is new? What are the new features?
It has a smooth ride. The new tilt allows the chair to move with the user in a natural way. You can shift from forward position for typing and intense focus to reclining postures for conversation and contemplation. It also has a posture fit SL, which supports the full spine, not just lumbar support. It supports both the sacrum and lumbar regions to mimic a strong, healthful standing position.
See the new Aaron at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The interesting thing to me is that the only place in North Dakota that President Barack Obama, community organizer, went was Standing Rock. And then within a month or so after he left, we had the No Dapple protest. Nobody's making that connection. You know, community organizing, all these radical eco-terrorist groups, that, to me, there's a connection. I just thought I'd let you know. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate the call. You are right. We have talked about that before. President Obama's only trip to a reservation in the United States as president was to Standing Rock. It was not a month or so before the protest, maybe a year or so before. Trying to remember, when was the last tractor trek, Todd? Because I was on a tractor live on the air during the tractor trek, K-Fire tractor trek, when Air Force One was coming in. And it was, you know, summer or fall the year before, I think, was the last. Wasn't that the last tractor trek?
Yep.
16, right? Not 17.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So, anyway, it would have been the summer or the fall of 15, sorry, because right, this started in the summer of 16. And so, yeah. But, I mean, the point's the same. There's a connection there. And, you know, the longest serving policy advisor to President Obama's entire 8 years in office is Jody Gillette, who's the sister of Dave Archambault. Look, and these folks are making a lot of money on it. They've, you know, dedicated dollars, and, you know, so it's happening. A texter this morning says three Greyhound buses in Fort Yates yesterday to take protesters to Washington, D.C. Wonder who's paying for that. I heard they were getting a free ride and $50 a day, whoever wanted to get on the bus. I need to know more about that. So let me know. Let me know what you can tell me about that. Hook me up with somebody that can show me the flyer or how they communicate that or whatever. I'd love to know. I'd love to know more about that, because that's how this whole thing has gone. And, you know, I think you've got Warren Buffett and George Soros and these big groups funding these things. Another texter says, set up a national database to track arrests, and after repeated arrests for protesting, it becomes a felony on the third arrest, must serve mandatory jail time. Another good way. In other words, you'd have a tough time recruiting people to say, hey, we'll give you money if you get arrested. If, you know, the third time they get arrested, it's a felony and they're in jail for a long time. So, you know, these are all good ideas. This is the kind of thing you need to take straight on, in my view. No doubt about it. Very smart. That way is the way to do it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's, by the way. And if you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you're going to find a list of things they have coming up in the coming weeks, not too far off. Better yet, give them a call. Have them send you a catalog so you always have these deals at your fingertips. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Also, the new North American Auction Center for Pfeiffer's in beautiful Steele, North Dakota is open, and going to have a grand opening event coming up very soon on that as well. So look forward to that in the coming days. Written bid lease auction on some land in Hettinger County. Pasture and hayland, about 452 acres up there, is coming up on the 17th of March, St. Paddy's Day. Also, the farm machinery auction in Bowman, the Griffin Buckmeyer Retirement Auction, Tuesday, March 21st, 10 a.m. Mountain, should be on your calendar. Clay and Becker Counties in Minnesota, some land up for auction coming up March 22nd. Trail County, 157 acres on the 27th. Grand Forks County on the 27th. Ramsey County on the 27th. And that consignment auction at the Auction Center of North America, I was just mentioning, big one, March 29th. Pfeiffer's.com to find out more. Tiffany Steiner is here from MBI Energy, and another Meet MBI event is coming up. A lot of energy, no pun intended, right now about meeting folks and telling them about what's happening at MBI Energy, because they need you. They need you right now. And so MBI is out meeting folks. And where are you headed next, Tiffany?
Well, Scott, we are going to be at the Wofford City Synod next Tuesday, the 14th. It's pretty exciting. This is our fifth Meet MBI event. So it's interesting to see the different attendees and everyone, the local folks in the community coming out to meet us.
And when you have one of these events, the kind of conversations that happen, what do they ask? They ask about the benefits, about the company, about the training. What do they want to know?
You know, they want to know a lot about what positions we have open, which, you know, is a wide variety. And, you know, they want to know the pay, the benefits, the work schedules. So we can definitely answer those questions if they come meet us, or if they can talk to a recruiter at 701-575-8242.
Simple as that, or mbienergyservices.com. So two events coming up. And again, tell us where and when.
So tomorrow it's a Super Pumper. We will be there at 5 in the morning. And then next week, Tuesday the 14th, we'll be at Wofford City, the Senex gas station, from 5:30 to 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's really exciting. Come have a cup of coffee and a bite to eat on MBI, and we'd love to chat with you, see what you're doing in the oil field. And if you're not in the oil field, we'd love to just say hi and give you a free cup of coffee.
And real quickly, what kind of positions? Truck drivers for sure, right?
Yes, truck drivers for sure. We're also hiring for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, oil, water, hot oil truck drivers, water transfer technicians, and other schedules. And it's just unbelievable. We have 150 positions open right now. So
If you go to MBI, if you go to MBIEnergyServices.com, find out more. Great benefits plan, world-class oil field service company. They are best of the best. Also, follow them on Facebook because you find the different positions in the different communities where they are for MBI Energy Services. Thank you, Tiffany. Appreciate it. Chad, Kevin, Dan, and Dan want to talk about shared parenting. We'll do that when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. So why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.